Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. So I'm home and very, very, very excited, family. And we are here. I'm telling you, you know, there is power and clarity, and you guys have been so amazing in this process. And we're going to be talking on today because I want to hear from you about clarity. Before we want to talk about our lesson, and our lesson on clarity on today is saying, listen, when you get clarity, you come out of scarcity. When you get clarity, you come out of scarcity. This is going to be a good one because let me tell you something. Scarcity is the opposite of abundance. And if it's the opposite of abundance, it's the opposite of what God has for you and how God expects you to think, be, and do. And so I want you guys to take some notes on today, because scarcity is stealing your dreams. So we're going to talk about how to profit from your tests and trials, which typically puts you into scarcity. And after today's lesson is going to put you in game on mode. We're coming out of James 1, chapter 2 through 4. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. And we got to go to the Lord for this one here in this world where everybody thinks that there's not enough for one another. They got it all wrong, family. They got it all wrong. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day that you've made, and we're so glad, we're joyous, we're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we come to you, and we're just asking you, oh Father God, that you would allow your Holy Spirit to come in and just give us the clarity on what you mean by abundance. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we know that that is what you want for us, what you've given for us, your only begotten Son for us is abundance. Yet we're living here in scarcity. We thank you, oh Father God, that now the shackles are being removed from us right now as we allow your Holy Spirit to come in and do his perfect work. We're honoring you, oh dear Lord, not only with the fruit of our lips, oh Father God, but we want to give more. Give more of our talent. Give more of whatever we have, oh Father God, knowing that the laws have already been put in place, that what we sow shall we also reap. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that that law does not have any respect to a person. So anyone under the sound of my voice that will be willing to walk in the law have the right to reap its benefits. We're going out to do these great exploits in your name, to be bigger and bigger givers, mindset of an abundance, and removing scarcity from even our thought processes, our vocabulary, everything, oh Father God. We are wanting to walk your way. As the light is being shined on your people right now, we know that many of them are in the midst of darkness, but they're just on the backside of the mountain. Help them, oh Father God, through your Holy Spirit. Comfort them, letting them know that it's just a season as we are pushing forth, oh Father God, like never before. Let those of like mind be attracted, oh Father God, to each other. Let them come from the north, south, east, and west. We honor you and we bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm home, got in really, really late last night, and walk in and see our house getting prepared for a family wedding for this coming Saturday. It's just a joy. I was shocked. I walked in and I saw, where is the furniture? But when I began to think about it, and I said, Lord, I looked up and I could remember when we first moved into this property that I said, wow, I saw scriptures all over the walls. And I said, Lord, this property was that it wasn't just to bring my family joy, but for everyone joy. And when you begin to understand the trials and tribulations and the tests that we've gone through, even to be where we are, and knowing now that life happens for us, life happens for you, not to us or to you. And so as we go into James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, you're going to understand a lot more about why you must be successful and why you must connect and be with people who truly understand the power of abundance and not scarcity. It will steal your dreams. And just like anything of the world, it feels good in the beginning. But it's your result. The end is what you should be concerned about. James 1, 2 through 4, if you're just logging in, and it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Various trials. Okay, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. You got to work through. Faith without works is dead. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I got to read this one more time. See, I don't know if the listeners go back and read the word, listening to your own voice speak to your soul, to connect with your spirit man. We're talking the truth. I know different things that you heard. You've been on the phone with folks. I'm talking the truth. You see, you can learn how to profit from trials and blow your business out the water with the right heart set, the right intention. Light will always overtake dark. I'm going to read it one more time because I know I still see some people coming in, call packed out, nobody else can come in after it. Look, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So when you begin to understand that you have to go through your life in celebration, the only way you're going to be able to celebrate is through clarity that you're absolutely certain of where you are ending up. I am telling you right now that I have been certain that I was a billionaire, but not just a billionaire. It was a billionaire by helping people come through their broke and brokenness. Broke in spirit, broke in mind, broke in money, resources. And that clarity is going to lead you, when you do the work, the clarity moves you out of scarcity to where when you begin to see people operating in scarcity, they're trying to take from someone, or they're trying to, instead of give joy, they're trying to give pain. You have to understand that you can profit from that when you understand that life is happening for you, not to you. I want to talk to you about how you can come out of scarcity, because sometimes when things start happening in life, it paralyzes people where they feel they can't move. When even in this word, it tells you that when things are happening in life, the various trials, is testing your faith, is seeing how serious are you. But if you're clear, you're going to be serious. If you're clear, you're no longer just curious. You're going to be serious about your dreams, your goals. You're going to be serious about your assignment, and nothing will be able to stop you because you're clear. When we start talking about how there's power and clarity, you can't talk about the word power without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows everything. How clear can you be, but everything? So then you can ask him, give me wisdom. To handle this various test and trial. But it says, knowing that it is testing your faith, and we know that faith without works is dead, and it's impossible to please God without faith. So then how are we pleasing God? By equipping his saints, by going out and helping and working. Anyone who is doing anything less than that with the wrong intention can't operate, cannot get all of God's blessings. It may look like it. Remember, when you're asking God for wisdom, you're going to be able to see things in a different way. Your perspective changes. Even when you now begin to see what you thought was success no longer becomes success, it becomes failure, because you know through the wisdom of God, now you have a whole different eyesight, a whole different mindset, and you'll know that if it's things that will create anxiety in you, it's not of God. If it's things that create jealousy in you, it's not of God. When it's things that you will start trying to pivot or hurt other people, it's not of God. That's not success. I don't care what you've been able to buy or do, it's not success. And you'll understand that's not abundance, it's scarcity, and that's not God. God is a God of abundance. And so how do you come out of scarcity and abundance? You give more. We talk about giving value all the time. I believe that network marketing have not been defined properly. We know that it's a business, but what type of business? It's a people business. It can't be a people business unless it's making people feel better, do better. People join network marketing many a time for more than just the money. They join for the community. So then when you have people who will now begin to break down the community or make the community feel scarce, no longer really is network marketing. Yeah, you can get checks. I'm trying to raise you up in a mindset that will lead you not only to the millions. I'm talking about the millions. That might be the residue of all of the seeds that you've been putting in without quitting. But I'm talking about the result of how many true lives are you changing. I am telling you right now, I'm so grateful for the mentors and things that I've had in my life, because when they start saying, listen, leadership is creating an atmosphere for people to grow. So if you're sowing seeds that kill, you're not sowing seeds of growth. You're either building or you're breaking down. Which one are you? Leaders are builders. And builders are going to go out there and learn what they need to learn to build. And I'm going to tell you something. In my 10 years of building this industry, doesn't matter how long it is, people come back around full circle. Sure, I've learned a lot of different skills. I've learned a higher level of understanding of people, a higher level of understanding of the industry and things like that. But it all came from, of course, studying to show thyself approved. Oh, what's that? I don't know how that is. Sorry. And it won't turn off. Studying to show thyself approved. What is wrong with this phone? It won't shut off. So I learned a lot. But what I did get into this industry with is a true love for people. And that clarity of having a true love for people that I would rather be on the wrong side of the track just to make sure that people are not hurt and make sure that people continue to grow. Well, at that standpoint, at first I thought, well, wow, you know, at some point in time, everyone is going to have a, because you always must take self-assessments and take assessments with God. And I was, oh, God, sit me. I need you to search me, search my heart, make sure that I'm still on track, multi millions of dollars later, make sure I'm still on track as I was in the beginning of wanting to help people. You'll have people that will come along in your life and in your season of building business where that may not be their intention. They haven't gotten there yet. But the clarity of why I'm here and what I'm doing has taken me this far and brought me to continuous success. Not only that, it brought me into what is the proximity of more power, more people like that. Do you understand that when you're attracted to something, you have to start asking yourself, why am I attracted to that? There has to be some lightness in attraction. It's not only opposition. People feel like, you know, inside of getting together with people, opposites attract or what have you. I'm letting you know that when it comes to human nature and energy, there has to be some lightness for the polarity. There has to be some lightness for the polarity. So be okay if you're detracted from things that are far from your values. But what I'm sharing is that inside of that, because my clarity was always about helping people, now it's led me to one of the biggest movements of helping people. And people like me, well, people who even are further than me, you never want to continue to be the sharpest knife in the drawer. And as I was traveling home, several of the people who were in our event with Tony Robbins was traveling with us, and we were in the first class area. And, you know, again, you know, people like, hey, Nicola, you know, because we had our name tag. So people begin to make sure they know your name because they realize this is a very kind of small group considering to the world of people who are clearly driven by a mission to bring better to the world, to bring better to people. So the clarity now, which we'll talk about on tomorrow, Financial Freedom Friday, brings proximity, which is also power. It'll bring you now in the circle. So when you have in your business events, things like that, that there are people, not only that they have the money, but they should have the mindset and the heart set. My little cousin called me this morning and was saying that her son asked her last week, Mom, who is your role model? Who do you look up to? And she began to say, myself. I had been a mentor in her life since she was 12 years old, and now she's about 35. And I could remember, you know, her in high school, and she was acting up with her mom, and I had her come and stay with me. And it's such a divine connection between her and I. And she was sharing that her son asked her, who is your role model? And she began to say, myself and my mom. And he's saying, Cousin Nikki and your mom. He said, yes. She said, it's not only about the money, it's the fact that they sold out for God. It's the fact of how loving they are, the hospitality, how they treat people. It's more than that. So then now when you're going through trials and tribulations, you can look up to someone and see people who've gone through many trials and tribulations and how they've come through them. You begin to profit now. You begin to profit from trials and tribulation and know how to keep moving no matter what. I'm going to tell you right here, if your faith is being tested, don't fail the test. It's hard for you right now, but I want you to make the same thing that you thought came to stop you to fuel you. I want the same thing that you thought was to stop you to fuel you. into your clarity and out of scarcity. There are too many people out here that need to be helped to be worried about any foolishness. I promise you it is. We watch some videos on Venezuela, and we're seeing people who are standing in line, hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of people standing in line at different times, and they're looking for basics. Basics. It's a lot going on. So a lot of people hurting way more than you, and you have something that can help. Let's start doing that. Let's come in the queue on this morning, guys. We need to hear you talking about the things that give you scarcity, make you feel afraid, make you feel like there's not enough for me. I mean, even in network marketing, isn't that so crazy? People think it's not enough for them. How? It's enough for every network marketing company, for everyone to become millionaires in every network marketing company. It's enough. It's enough. Let's come in the queue on this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning. I think you got a first one. 904, last four. 9695. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Nicola.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
How are you? This is Simone Graham out of This is Simone Graham out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, Queen.
I'm great. And I'm power starting my morning with you this morning, and I'm just seeking my clarity, and it's just so good to see my vision in this, because the success that I'm getting with the movement that I make is helping others. I'm so filled with excitement and just joy at the path that God is leading me in, Nicola.
Do you hear what you're saying that is leading you to joy? Some people are still miserable. They're not clear. If you're clear, even if circumstances aren't perfect, you will still find a peace. You will still find a joy. You'll still get the zeal to keep going. Doesn't have to be perfect.
Yes.
It doesn't
exactly.
have to be perfect.
Exactly.
It's clear. Guys,
yes.
I'm
yes.
telling you, this don't stop, can't stop. You got to keep going. That is so powerful, because people have no clue how many times I'm coming in on Power Start Your Day, and it may be chaos for most people in life. And I keep going. I can't wait to share with many of you all some of the other points and things that we learned in the Tony Robbins. We have an event coming up in Atlanta, March 9th. And even some of the things, I know it's tax season too, we'll have some tips and things for some of the leaders during the training for taxes. I found out some powerful things for people in network marketing and taxes. We may even have our friend come in too on March 9th. If you guys are there, we want to see you. But I want to, if you're in the Atlanta area, I want to see you. But I want you guys to understand the power of clarity. You heard the young lady, I'm on my journey. And I'm clear. You can hear it in her voice. Can you imagine meeting someone like that talking about their business? Sure, I'm going to be open to a side project talking to somebody like that. The energy. Clarity would give you a better energy. You got to probably have a little bit of a clearer background. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? This is 832 last 40716. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Stephanie out of Houston. How are you this morning?
Oh, Stephanie, how you
and
doing?
Welcome
back. How are you?
Good. I was listening to the call this morning and just happy to be on here again. Thank you so much for all you do for us and all you do, you know, to bring enlightenment to everybody. And this morning, again, you know, every time I get on here, I feel like you're talking directly to me like some of the others. And I feel like it's just me and you on the phone. And we're just having a sister talk.
That's right.
You're giving me encouragement. So yeah. I've been dealing with scarcity for a long time, still dealing with a little fear, a little scarcity in my, you know, current life and my, you know, position that I'm in and everything. And I'm just ready to move forward and beyond that. So I just got to get myself right and get my head, get myself right in my headspace so that I can move forward and move beyond that point. So I thank you for your encouragement. I thank you for your words this morning. And I'm going to keep it moving.
Absolutely, because, you know, one thing about it is that we don't really talk about scarcity much because most people can't talk about it because they're in scarcity themselves. And we're talking about even all the way into the churches and things like that. Some of the places, they're still dealing with scarcity, and scarcity is always going to bring an unsettledness, an uneasiness, a fear. They're always threatened. If anything else happens, someone is threatened. It's more than enough for everyone. Mm-hmm. I can remember moving from my last company, and, you know, test trials and tribulations, and I left the company because the company no longer there was a clash in my values of what you do with people, how you treat people, what you do for money. It was a clash in the values, and I was standing on the values that I've learned through the Lord, and I can't face God every day and be in a mess just for money. So I said, oh, Lord, he told me it's out. He told me, shut your mouth, meaning I was training, just like I'm doing here every morning, and I was training mornings and everything, and he said, get quiet. Basically, don't sow no more seeds in this ground. It's become unfertile. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't even know what you're going to do. And he put me on this journey, and I shared with you guys a little bit on yesterday how I ended up, you know, I was working with this company, this real estate, you know, company, network marketing at first, and then I met the gentleman, Chris Cohn, and then how he, you know, led me to the event, led me to meeting my mentor, took me to Malaysia. That was all during a huge turbulent time in my life. And I got to remember not to leave that out, because it's almost like when God heals you and take you through things, you almost get amnesia with pain. And all you do is you remember the process and you remember the prosperity that came out of it. And I can go back, and during those times, like, what time in my life, everything seemed like turmoil. I didn't know what was happening. I kept moving. It was a test of faith. If I didn't keep moving, I would be here now. And it led me to Malaysia. That led me now to making clear decisions. I got clear. And I began to make the decision that I cannot stay there. I'm not going to stay somewhere that it'll rip out my soul, have me living a lie. And look at 360 later here. At this event with Tony Robbins, this is an intimate event considering the amount of people who work with Tony Robbins, very intimate event, and him and I run into each other, and it's like, oh, my Lord, look at this. There have been various trials and tests, and yet again, it was a challenge that led me to say, up-level your game. You got to go to the next level. You got to bring more value to people, and you can't bring more value to people unless you have the value to bring. That's why training is so important. That's why connecting with the right people are so important. But when you're clear, you can make. You ain't got to chase paper. You just help people. You'll connect with the right people. And so you move out of things of, like, scarcity. I wouldn't give a damn. So I remember the guy, he was like, oh, these people are going to my company, teams for my company. They're going to all these different new companies. They're leaving us, whatever. I said, listen, I'm looking all around as just people. That's all it takes is people. Now, what marketing is where you can build an empire with people you don't even know at first, and you can get to know, and you now begin to really envelop yourself with the right people. Don't you want that? Of course you do. Don't you want that? 732 last 46557. I believe, did I click that number already? Let's see. Good morning.
Hi, Nicola. Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Good morning, Queen. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great. This is Daniela Nesbitt Moore calling you from the state of New Jersey. Good morning, everyone. I just want to say
morning.
Thank you to God, who's the head of our lives on this call this morning.
And every day I'm on this queue, on this call, trying to get on this queue. And for some reason, I just can't make it. But today is my day, and I just want to thank God. I was living in a place of fear in my life for many, many, many years. I just want to encourage everyone on this call to get out of that place of fear. Put some fire under your own tail. Motivate yourself. Get into your word. Believe that God is first. You are the head and not the tail. You have to encourage yourself. It took me a long, long time to get out of the dark place of fear. What we don't realize is that earth has this energy of fear all on it, and we have to be able to escape it and to escape the box that everyone wants to put us in that contains fear. And in order to do that, you have to get with oneself. You have to get with God. Sometimes you have to go inside isolation mode. Say, oh, you're acting different, or you're walking different, or you don't even talk the same. Well, guess what, guys and family? You need to stand up and let them know, I am different. I don't talk the same. I don't walk the same. I am a new creature in God. And you have to stick with that process. And you take that energy and you put it in your business. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I know I was going to give up 2 months ago. All my social media was disabled. I was going to give up. I was just depending on my social media. But God took me out of a place, and he said you have to use your strength. Social media is not the only platform. Your strength is helping people. Helping people means you have to get up and you have to get out there. No matter how bad you feel, no matter how sad you are, no matter how depressed you are, get out of that place of fear and depression and anxiety and move, people. Move, move, move. There are tons of lives out here that's not just counting on you, but they're counting on the whole team. And we are one team and we are one dream. And I'm so grateful today that I have the opportunity to live life right now and to move someone. I'm so grateful to speak to you, Nicola, and for what you're doing for this organization and for this team and for everyone that's on this call today and every day. And God bless you. God bless you, and I thank you for this divine connection. And thank you for today, God. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And, you know, just to think, your standpoint, people would rather stay in misery in their weaknesses versus continue to work in their strengths. And I see that all the time. And then they get intimidated by people who are showing their strengths, but what people don't show are their weaknesses. Do you go out and help people? This is so awful. Such a way to end call. My sentiments exactly. I love you guys. Just get out there and help some people. Focus on the right thing so you get the right results. I love you. Get in the queue early next time. A lot more people in there. Can't take any more. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you.